This fall was sure a lot of fun for brand new AD Andrew Caudill at Prescott High School. For his first full season as AD, he was able to experience a Gulf State tournament, a playoff appearance when it comes to football, a playoff victory for the Prescott volleyball team, and two cross-country athletes moving on to the state meet. That's not a bad way to start things, according to Caudill.
Yeah, it was. It was a great start to my 10-year as AD, and proud of the student-athletes, proud of the coaches, all teams. Played at a high level, and it was really exciting to watch him compete this fall.
Let's start with the state champs, and going back-to-back was pretty special for the Prescott Cardinals girls golf team.
Yeah, it was great watching them compete this fall, and it's hard to win a state championship, and it's probably harder to win it back-to-back when everyone in your conference and your region and your section in the state is pointing to you and saying, we're going to beat Prescott. And for them to perform the way they did under that kind of pressure, really to win it all going away, is pretty impressive for the student athletes, the focus they had, and that shows you how good of a coach we have and Coach Soleil and his staff to keep them focused, eye on the prize all season. So we're excited for them to get back next year and go for three. They made us very proud this year.
Caudill on Prescott's individual girls golf champion and junior Ava Soleil.
Yeah, she's a competitor. She's a warrior. She's mentally tough. You have to be mentally tough in golf because it's not always going to go well. She embodies all those traits, and Coach Soleil said it best at the banquet. He said to everybody in attendance that it's easy to just say, well, coach's daughter, and he outlined the work that she puts in, and he also said something I didn't know. It's a fun stat that the state of Wisconsin has never had a state champion that was a coach's daughter. So just because she's the coach's daughter doesn't mean that it's just given to her. She has to put the work in, and she does, and she's extremely mentally tough, a warrior, a competitor. When you see her on the golf course, she is focused, zeroed in her zone. Yeah. She showed that at state day two. I mean,
she was so
there
good.
Was nothing was going to stop her from going out there and taking it. No one was going to take it from her. She was going to go take it. And that's why she's the leader of that program, and she'll be back next year, and we're looking forward to seeing her do great things.
Up next, it's cross country, where the Cardinals sent one boy in Tyler Laux and one girl in Ella Johnson, and they both made Prescott proud.
Yeah, and cross country is a sport that's sometimes easy to overlook. And it was important for me to continue to point to the work that they were doing this year. You only have one home event, so they're away all the time, and you have, you know, golf and football and volleyball going on. But that team peaked at the right time, and Tyler peaked at the right time, and he may have even surprised himself. But for him to win our sectional with the runners and the programs that are in our sectional, he finished second in conference. But when he got to sectionals, he turned it on. And coaches told me that his time at sectionals is a school record. And then he goes to state and places and medals. And we've never had that. And obviously, it was heartbreaking for the boys team to be one point away from qualifying as a team, which we haven't done. But there's a lot of runners back next year. And I hope they use that as a motivation to train during the summer and to be ready to rock and roll. And Ella was a tremendous asset to the team. I didn't realize until state, because I'm learning about our student athletes. This is her first year doing cross country, so, you know, state qualifier, no biggie. And she finished in the top half of the field, and she's back. So we're excited about the cross country team in the future.
Another team that continued to improve and impress every single match on the floor was the Prescott Cardinals volleyball team. Plus, winning a home playoff match, that was fun.
Yeah, they played very hard, up-tempo. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, it would break your heart. You would live in the emotion of watching them play. And I wish we had more home events. This is the way volleyball is set up now. You're enticed to go out and do the multi-team events because you still count as one on your schedule, so you can play a lot of matches. I think this year we played 40. We're very young. We played some really good teams, really, really tough. We played Central really tough. We got a win in regionals. The home crowd was awesome this year, even though we didn't have very many. When we were here, they were energized. I had so much fun watching them, and a lot of the talent is young. We are still kind of finding ourselves in this sport, and there's some kids coming up from the middle school next year that have talent, and so I think Coach Snyder's excited about, you know, as that talent starts to play together more, they start to get more experience. We're going to try to do more volleyball open gyms throughout the year so the girls, you know, can put the net up and hit and continue to play the sport to get ready for next year. And so I had a lot of fun watching them this year.
Connell on what volleyball coach Jeff Snyder has brought to the table in taking this Cardinal volleyball team to the next level.
Yeah, he's very knowledgeable about the sport, plays himself. And so he puts the girls in a great position to be successful. And he's good at building their skills up.
Yep.
He's good at continually to push them and drive them. But he's also, you know, understanding of the youth. And he's very patient with them. And I like that about him. I like where his mentality is. He's a very calm individual. And sometimes you need that when you have an experience. Because there's going to be some days where it's like, man, what's going on today? And there's other days where it's like, wow, we were playing out of our mind. You have to be on a level ground. You can't kind of go up and down with that. That'll cause disruption in the mentality of the team. And so I definitely like where we're going.
Wrapping it up with Connell, that football team was very special.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with Coach Hansen, obviously being new, but football being in season right away. I spent a lot of time with the in-season coaches and just learning about him, learning about what he's about. And I think what I appreciate the most about him is in my first week, you know, you have those people who are, you know, talking about, you know, football's down, you know, football's down in Prescott. Coach Hansen would tell me, you know, we're going to be special this year. And he didn't just say it, just say it. He believed it. And he may have been the only one at that time that believed it, but he got the players to believe it. The coaches believed it. And that's all that really matters is if your in-house family believes it, external stuff really doesn't matter. And they believed it. I think people were a little surprised when, you know, the Schooner scores 33-0. What does that mean? And we continuously went out, and I say shocked everybody because I don't know if many people gave us, you know, a shot as the season went on. And, you know, you beat Somerset, like, oh, wow, then you beat Central. I mean, not only if we're beating schools, you look at our scores, most of the points that were scored would be in garbage time. We didn't even give up 7 points in the first half all season. The defense played awesome. I couldn't be more proud of this senior group. What I told the seniors was a great measure of a senior class is, are you leaving the program better than when you found it as freshmen? And the senior football players can walk out of here knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt they have left it better than they found it. And that is a measure of a great senior class.